Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Building Cross-Domain Trust Between Free API Deployments talk. We have the pleasure to have Alexander Bokovoy and Francisco Trevino. Please enjoy the ride.
Yep. Thank you, everyone. This is the last talk of the day, and I hope I will provide something that you can enjoy with and then enjoy the end of FOSDEM. So this talk is about a progress we made over last year in making IPA Trust IPA, so that you can have split of your infrastructure into smaller blocks, and then users are in one block, and then systems separated in another and another and another, and then you establish some trust relationship between them to make it possible to effectively isolate users and make decisions more stringent on who can access what and who can see what anywhere. So this is more or less not a talk about what is, how it's done internally, but more like what we have now. And we are at the point where we're able to establish trust between two separate IPA deployments, completely separate. And it looks like a trust between Active Directory and IPA, in the sense that you use exactly the same procedures. So there's nothing new procedure-wise. It's IPA trust add, type of the trust, and something else. But from the kind of result, things continue working similarly to the trust to AD. So Kerberos authentication works, kind of. SSSD resolves users and groups. ID overrides work, so you can assign certain things. And we found few factors that force us to continue this development. So this is why it's not merged upstream or not available in the distributions. But the current state is such that you can deploy it and test it and tell us what's missing from your use cases. This is an interesting part of the situation. People are not really willing to talk about their internal infrastructure they built on top of Free APA because reasons. Sometimes it's security through the obscurity, sometimes it's business, sometimes it's a really competition advantage and so on. But we really want to hear use cases, and we're given a model that can reproduce what we have and give you a freedom to go forward and see how this can be not only extended, but you can also demonstrate through this automation that we will show how your use case is supposed to work. If you extend that automation to demonstrate your use case, it will help us to actually ensure that we implement that use case. So this is not just about a new feature, it's how we could collaborate potentially demonstrating certain things. So the demo setup of what I will show runs like, it uses Ansible Free APA specifically, to provision machines which are ephemeral containers. But don't look at this like it's containers or something. Once tooling is run, it generates inventory that has machine names. So if you have other mechanisms to deploy these machines to bare metal or VMs and so on, the same inventory, the same playbooks will work against those machines, right? So that's a good thing. And this slide serves as a kind of a reminder, if you have not really used Podman, then that's how you can get certain things in Podman, Gutter and Ryan. So how this automation looks like.
So yeah, well, the idea is to basically reuse some of the upstream projects that we have already, like Alexander mentioned, Ansible Free APA is one of those projects that we can rely on in order to deploy a complex topology. So you know, Free APA, you can deploy servers, replicas, clients. You need resources, you need bare metals or VMs, so that it's kind of complex. And then we are talking about IDM to IDM trust, which is establishing trust between two independent or more deployments, so it's even more. And then it's not easy thing. And then we just came up with an idea, like trying to mimic all those topologies and deployments as a Podman containers. So we figured out a way how to, with a very simple Podman compose file, how to describe in a YAML file, in an easy way, multiple of those free API deployments. And then in terms of 5 to 6 minutes, you can bring up multiple free API deployments and start playing with complex features like IDM2IDM trust. So in the in this demo, what we did is just to bring up one host, in only one host with enough memory. You can just run this automation that we have upstream. Okay, the automation relies on a container file, and that container file is deploying, is kind of installing free APA, but it also contains experimental repos that are including the IDM2IDM trust feature. So thanks to that, in this slide, yeah, this is what I mentioned. You can just bring up a one host. It can be your laptop as well, you know, and you run Podman Compose, and then you start bringing kind of Fedora containers inside the host, and those Fedora containers will install or will contain already the RPMs for IPA, and also for IPA to IPA trust. And yeah, you can do, and then you can, once you have the clusters up and running as containers in your host, you can continue running Ansible playbooks, perhaps regular Ansible playbooks, in order to establish trust or start testing the feature. So this is what happened in this slide, where we're basically applying Ansible for APA on the Podman container, so that we install two independent IPA domains, IPA 1 demo and IPA 2 demo. And yes, you can continue running Ansible playbooks to, for instance, to establish trust in this case. So, yeah.
Yeah, so this automation is kind of, this is now a playbook that kind of automates the steps. And one kind of step there is the establish bidirectional trust and then add ID range and stuff. That gonna change because we still haven't finished all this kind of how it gonna look like. One thing we realize that if you move it a bit, because they contradict to each other, those mics. One thing we figured out quite early in the process is that in the case of trust to Active Directory, we rely on Samba as a domain controller to represent ourselves as if we are Active Directory domain controller in a separate forest. So Active Directory expects certain protocols and certain commands and functions to be there and operating. But with between IPA and IPA, we don't need that. And some might think that this is actually a liability if you run Samba as a domain control on each IPA replica, if you want to have that kind of functionality. So we started looking at how we can improve on this. And one of possible ways to improve it is basically switch this particular step of introducing the trust to a different workflow. And most of those workflows nowadays protected with OAuth, So we need to have some sort of OAuth mechanisms. And then we started looking at this from the other side. Okay, you have users, and ideally your admin user should not have password. It should have some passwordless method associated with it. So for example, smart card. And to get smart card working in a different Kerberos realm, you have to trust Kerberos PK in its certificates issued by the other realm that owns this. So you just need to have the certificate chain that is trusted there. So there's already additional information that you have to trust before you establish trust. And that means that you become dependent on something that you don't have as a need when you establish trust with AD, because AD is kind of poor.